It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KSL News Time 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A few dozen students took to rallying outside Ridgeline High School outside Logan this afternoon in support of the LGBTQ community. It comes after an online video shows a student inside the school cutting down a gay pride flag from the rafters. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayres.
Second, the Biden administration says U.S. troops will begin leaving Afghanistan 17 days from now. All 2,500 troops will be out of the region by September 11th. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Low on westbound 201 due to a crash. That is at 3000 West. Move to the right shoulder. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Winds dying down in most areas. Showers in the 50s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 47 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. A nationwide pause of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine will last a bit longer. A panel looking into a rare but potentially dangerous side effect, blood clots associated with the shot, say they want more data. Arkansas Secretary of Health Jose Romero.
We do not have to arrive at a vote today or a recommendation today. If we need more information, if we need more time to think about this, we can reconvene later this week or this weekend.
The panel will try to meet again in a week to 10 days from now. President Biden says U.S. troops will be out of Afghanistan by September 11th.
President Biden knows critics say it's not the right time to pull troops out of Afghanistan. His response?
We have to change that thinking. American troops shouldn't be used as a bargaining chip between warring parties in other countries.
The president promising those troops will start coming home next month. The last will leave by next September 11th, the 20th anniversary of the attack. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham doesn't trust the Taliban.
Never forget the enemy. It takes two to end a war, folks. They're not close to quitting.
About 7,000 NATO troops will also leave. The mayor of Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, Mike Elliott, is asking that any protest tonight over the death of Dante Wright be peaceful.
We are going to strive to ensure the safety of our residents and our staff, including our public safety officers, and we are working to safeguard our businesses and other gathering places from damage.
Kim Potter, the former police officer who shot and killed Wright during a traffic stop, has been charged with second-degree manslaughter. The trial of former Minnesota police officer Derek Chauvin resumes tomorrow morning. Today, a forensic pathologist witness for the defense testified George Floyd died from a cardiac disturbance caused by heart disease. You're listening to ABC News.
The KSL in-depth Bachelor Nation is reacting to a surprise announcement from former Bachelor star Colton Underwood. He made headlines as the Virgin Bachelor a couple of years ago. And this morning on Good Morning America, this happened.
Obviously, like, this year's been a lot for a lot of people. And it's probably made a lot of people look themselves in the mirror and figure out who they are and what they've been running from or what they've been putting off in their lives. And for me, I've ran from myself for a long time. I've hated myself for a long time. And I'm gay, and I came to terms with that earlier this year and have been processing it. And the next step in all of this was sort of letting people know. I'm still nervous, but it's been a journey for sure.
What was that moment like for you that gave you the courage to speak your truth as you are today?
I got into a place for me in my personal life that was dark and bad, and I can list a bunch of different things, but they'd all be excuses. But I think overall the reason why now is because I got to a place where I didn't think I was ever going to share this. I would have rather died than say I'm gay. And I think that was sort of my wake-up call.
Through the nerves, I can see the joy. I can see the relief.
I mean, I'm emotional, but I'm emotional in like such a good, happy, positive way. I'm like the happiest and healthiest I've ever been in my life. And that means the world to me.
Robin Roberts with former Bachelor star Colton Underwood, who came out this morning. KSL News Time 419. Triple team traffic now, and Ricky's not with us today. Len Thomas is. What's going on?
We'll get in on your ride this afternoon, Jeff, with a good drive on I-15 either direction in the Salt Lake Valley. I-80 is wet but moving well up Parley's Canyon to Kimball Junction. And then that crash out on the westbound 201 freeway on the right shoulder, slowing things down from before Redwood Road, but it looks like it's getting just a little bit better. Michelle?
We have slowdowns. This is on Redwood Road in the Bluffdale area. KSL traffic trooper alerting us to a crash at 146 South in Bluffdale. We're seeing good speeds, I-15 in Utah County, despite being wet roads in spots. And we're also seeing a little bit of slowing for drivers on Pioneer Crossing between American Fork and Saratoga Springs. Steve?
And we still have that rollover wreck in the clearing stages right now, still blocking the intersection of Redwood Road and Center Street in North Salt Lake. Looks like those northbound and eastbound lanes are still closed. If you're on north or southbound I-15, you got good speeds and nothing to slow you down, really, between downtown Salt Lake City and the Brigham City exits. Highway 89, 91 through Sardine Canyon, headed to the Cache Valley, in good shape right now. Some light snow falling, but otherwise pretty good speeds. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Kevin Eubank joins us live. And what's going on next?
Jeff, what a crazy day of weather. Heavy snow in the mountains. In fact, up near Park City Summit Park, they had over a foot of snow. Up in the Cottonwoods, we had a foot. On the northern end of the Wasatch Front, still some breezy wind and some snow flurries. But right now, on the southern end of the Wasatch Front, we've got thunderstorms. In fact, a severe thunderstorm that's starting to develop just west of Provo. There's another moderate cell west of Lehigh that's got lightning and thunder just crossing over the I-15 corridor. Real dark clouds, heavy rain on the south end of the Salt Lake Valley through Harriman and West Jordan. This storm will continue overnight and into the day tomorrow with a high of 53. Some lingering showers on the southern end of the Wasatch Friday morning. Then it's gone Friday night. Partly cloudy skies by afternoon. By the weekend, it's all just a memory. Mostly sunny skies with temperatures back into the 60s.
So we have storms rolling through Provo and Lehigh. Are they going to roll north on I-15?
No, these are all moving from west to east, and they're actually coming off of the Utah Lake area into the I-15 corridor. So what we're going to see is the heavy rain is happening now from West Jordan all the way over Point of the Mountain, but the lightning and thunder, Spanish Fork is one cell to Payson, and then another one from Lehigh all the way to Orem.
You know, I think I ask you this every day now. What was the top wind speed last night?
Oh, Jeff, you ready? Weber Canyon, 86 mile an hour winds. Toppled trees, took down power lines. Park Lane in Farmington was 79. So well above hurricane force winds.
Well, right now in Provo, the wind is out of the west at 8 miles an hour. Salt Lake City, likewise. It's 47 degrees. Thank you, Kevin. KSL News Time 422.
Parting can be such sweet sorrow. Saying goodbye to one who's always been there for you. Keeping you warm at night and cool, except for when she breaks down, of course. You've changed her filter so many times, or maybe not quite as often as you should have. At Whipple Service Champions, let us ease the parting blow. With a free second opinion, we're great at extending the life of older equipment. We'll tell you if she's properly installed, properly sized for your home, and if there are other issues, free. If it is time to say goodbye to one so dear, we'll give you a better price, guaranteed. Because until we get too busy, we'll give you a free furnace when you buy a central air conditioner. If it's time to move on, you deserve to love again. Call Whipple Service Champions, 801-444-FAST. Don't rebound into something worse. Call 801-444-3278. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Whipple, they come, air condition your home.
Tim and Amanda here. UCCU has a guarantee for you, and it's an easy way to save money, so check this out.
They call it the Switch and Save Guarantee.
They are so confident that they can lower your current auto and credit card interest rate that they are putting up $100 to prove it.
When you refinance the balance you owe on a credit card or auto loan to UCCU, they will lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or pay you $100 cash guaranteed.
So just visit UCCU.com and submit an easy application, and you're either guaranteed savings or $100 in cash you can't lose.
And there's no limit. So the more loans you switch to UCCU, the more you'll save. And in case you're wondering, you don't have to be a member to take advantage of this offer.
By the way, don't forget that they're celebrating the opening of their new branches in Draper and Harriman. UCCU is giving away a 2021 Honda Pioneer UTV.
And to enter to win, you just stop by either of UCCU's new branches, the one in Draper or in Harriman, or you can also go online to UCCU.com.
It's super easy, just like everything else at UCCU. You're going to love where you bank.
Attention neuropathy sufferers. Amazing research has now shown that neuropathy symptoms can be reversed in as little as 1 week. In two short visits, one patient, Andrew, went from constant burning and painful feet to 50% improvement in his symptoms. He was able to sleep through the night and regain sensation, which had not happened in years. He now walks better, has improved balance, and has reduced his neuropathy medications. Another patient, Jackie, was able to cut her diabetes and neuropathy medications, in addition to gaining the confidence to drive again and avoid falling. Many doctors believe that this new treatment is more powerful than any drug known to modern science. So call 801-441-2266 today to reverse your neuropathy without prescriptions or addictive medications. The first 25 people who call 801-441-2266 will receive a neuropathy consultation and exam absolutely free. That's 801-441-2266.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. The Cheesecake Factory is one of thousands of restaurants trying to find new ways forward. The company is looking to expand and streamline its takeout services and delivery services. KSL Drives, another Chinese rival to Tesla, has launched a new sedan. It has self-driving features. XPeng announced the P5, which uses LiDAR to help the car navigate in traffic. Restaurants are slowly starting to see the diners return, but now they're struggling to hire staff. The National Federation of Independent Business says a lot of these restaurants are having a hard time finding skilled workers, and they're having a hard time paying them a decent wage. On Wall Street, most U.S. stocks traded higher today, but tech giants Apple, Facebook, and Amazon were all lower. The Dow gained 53 points, while the S&P lost 16, and the NASDAQ composite dropped 138 points. KSL News Time 426, the mastermind behind the biggest Ponzi scheme in American history, died today.
In his day, Bernie Madoff was Wall Street royalty, but Mark Litt, who prosecuted him, said it was all a fraud.
He didn't make anybody any money. He never conducted a trade. He took new people's money and gave it to old people.
In classic Ponzi scheme fashion. Madoff died in federal prison in North Carolina, where he had served 12 of his 150-year sentence for defrauding thousands of victims out of billions of dollars, the end of a life that represented a remarkable breach of trust. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.